When it comes to blowing through a ram's horn to get sound from the shofar, you either have it or you don't, according to Rabbi Nehemiah Vogel, director of the Jewish outreach program Chabad Lubavitch in Brighton, New York.
For years, I didn't have it. And in fact, someone gave me a shofar for my bar mitzvah, the one that I have right in front of me, when I was 13. And for about 10 years, I couldn't get a sound out of it. I decided I have to learn how to sound the ram's horn. And I went into a store in Brooklyn where they were selling the ram's horn. And I remember standing there for like 3-4 hours, trying again and again, till finally, somehow it clicked. I just got it right. And as I said, it's like riding a bike. Once you've got it, you can almost blow any ram's horn.
Any kosher animal's horn would do for a shofar. But there's a special significance for the horn of a ram, involving Jewish history and the story of Abraham, whose loyalty God tested.
And the 10th and final most difficult test was the test when God tells Abraham to take his only son Isaac and bring him up the mountain and offer him up as a sacrifice. It's a story, of course, that needs a lot of explanation, but the end of the story is that instead of offering up Isaac, we're told that there was a ram that was caught in the bushes and the ram was offered as a sacrifice instead. And here it is on Rosh Hashanah, on this day of judgment, we want to, in a sense, remind God. By sounding specifically the ram's horn, we are kind of reminding God that we are the descendants of this great person who did show so much loyalty and devotion, and therefore in his merit we should be given a good and sweet year. There's no melody, as I said. There's no thought, concept that is trying to be expressed. You know, sometimes with a melody, you can listen to the melody and you can feel that there's something being conveyed by the melody. When you listen to the sound of the shofar, it's just a very plain, simple sound. We're told that it conveys that inner yearning of the soul to be one with its creator. In Switzerland, they do use the horns from cows or from bulls. It's interesting that although the cow, the bull, is certainly a kosher animal, we do not use the horn of the cow or the bull. One of the reasons is because there was a negative story with the golden calf that the Jewish people worshipped. Serious mistake. And so we don't want to do anything on Rosh Hashanah that would evoke that memory, so we stay away.
For years, the public has been invited to the Chabad Lubavitch-sponsored shofar factory, where kids and their parents make their own shofars. Oiled beforehand to get rid of the cartilage inside, the horn then needs to have an air passage hole drilled through, plus sanding and smoothing, to be ready for use.
But it's an opportunity for them to actually make an object that everybody's familiar with. Everybody has gone to synagogue on the High Holy Days, and everybody has heard the sound of the ram's horn. There's also a lot of explanation given so that the people go away with not just technical knowledge, but the deeper significance, some of the philosophy behind it. But it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of noise and drilling. And they come away with something that they can put on the shelf and almost to create a family heirloom out of it.
No matter how much someone knows about the shofar's history and what goes into its manufacture, it's another thing to play it.
There are some kids, and there's some kids who can take the most difficult shofar and get a nice sound out of it. And then you have other people, adults very often, standing right next to the kid and turning colors and still not getting a sound. Meanwhile, this little kid is blowing away, and it gets a little frustrating for people.
In Brighton, at the Jewish Outreach Center, Chabad Lubavitch, I'm Bill Flynn.